Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Rants and Raves. My name is Steph Beckett, and in our pre-Infocom 2025 series, we've been kind of talking about some sessions that are happening at Infocom, also some companies that you need to be paying attention to at Infocom, and joining me for this episode is Humley's Anders Carlson. First of all, how are you?
Doing good. Looking forward to the show, but still a couple of weeks out, so good so far.
We are in crunch time, that is for sure.
Yeah.
So first of all, tell me a little bit about Humley.
So Humley is a company in the workplace experience segment where we focus a lot on how end users are perceiving their modern day work life, so to speak. And we do that with a platform that we call the Humley Workplace Platform. And through that, we offer a lot of different services like finding a colleague, finding a parking space, booking a desk, also booking rooms and more traditional things. And what's maybe a little bit unique about Humley is that we kind of do the end-to-end delivery from both the hardware and the software and the connected services, which means it's a one-stop shop for our customers.
Yeah, I know that your hardware is really, really popular. People know you guys for your hardware, but I love that you mentioned the Humley Workplace Platform, your software as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you integrate with the systems that your customers already have and are already using?
Yeah, so for us, it's kind of important to leverage what the customers are already using. We're kind of a platform you add on top of your regular systems. And our whole kind of value proposition is to add that extra value, putting our system together with maybe Microsoft 365 or Google Workplace to get that to become even more valuable to the customers. And, you know, our strongest partnerships are with Microsoft and Google, of course, but we also integrate with other systems as well. And for customers that read something really specific, we also have an open API, so you can more or less integrate with any third-party system. So
that's awesome. And at the show, you're also going to be focusing on Humley Sense. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think this is, while talking about the integration, I think this is one of the more interesting, releases we have done since we released the Open API. And basically, Humley Sense is not a product on its own. It's more a gateway of data that we have added to our platform. And the way we are looking at it is that if we can bring in data from sensors or cameras or other equipment you already have in your workplace, and to kind of aggregate that together with the data from our platform, we can help both facility managers, we can help workplace managers and other people to plan out their spaces better, to understand, for example, why are, you know, half of the building, you know, used less than the other half, or if there's a specific floor where it seems to be very popular. And then you can kind of combine data from maybe temperature and humidity sensors together with maybe weather data and our booking data to kind of get that full picture of what's actually going on in the office and where do, booked spaces actually end up being used? Because we also know that if you book a desk, for example, unless you actually measure that someone is there, you don't really know, what is the actual utilization. So that's what we try to do with Humley Sense. And like I said, the idea is to bring in the data from the sensor and the data providers that the customer is already using.
This is really interesting because recently in AV, I feel like a lot of people have been discussing, should building management be a part of AV? And I feel like you're essentially answering that with this product.
Yeah, and I think what's kind of happening, and I think it's if you take the kind of building management and the facility side of things together with the IT and the AV, I think it's a very strong trend of seeing how we can merge this and bring the value out from all of these different segments. So they shouldn't be siloed. And what we're trying to do is to kind of help bringing the data that's already exists together and make it into a kind of intelligence platform rather than just specific for the workplace, for example, or specific for facility.
So. I like that you mentioned that as well, because this data is already essentially being grabbed from this room. It's just that like no one's doing anything with it. So I like that you guys are pulling it, putting it all into one place. So finally, the AV and, you know, IT teams and the building management teams, facilities teams, they can finally do something with all of this data.
Yeah, and I think what's really exciting for us in all of this is that, you know, we have already kind of pre-cooked some templates of things you can do with this data to kind of, for example, have spaces that are unbookable but kind of get alerted when they're actually being used and so on, or showing that it's red, you know, through our devices on the outside, and showing temperature and things like that. But I think that's just scratching the surface at the moment. I'm really excited about also what our system integrators are going to do with all of these capabilities and what kind of data we will bring into the system. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, the sky's kind of the limit. What, in your like perfect world, what would be like the perfect use of this data? What would be the perfect thing that someone can do with it?
Yeah, I think this is a really good question because, you know, I have some ideas, and our end customers may have other ones. But I think if you can actually make use of the data you already have, and I think for example, if you're a growing company and you're thinking about, should I take the next step, or, you know, should I take one more floor or even change a whole new building? I rather want to do that decision based on the, you know, actual data, because if I just look at my, you know, M365 data, for example, I might see that, you know, it's, you know, booked to 70% and we kind of have a target value of 65. So it's a little bit overbooked. But if you combine that with actual, you know, sensor data, you might see that, okay, yeah, it's booked, but it seems like, you know, actual utilization is less than 55. So we can probably stay, you know, with this building for one more year, mm-hmm. and try to work on optimizing, you know, the popular spaces and look at it from that perspective. And that's where we can create huge end customer value in a very cost efficient way, I would say.
Yeah. And we haven't even talked on like sustainability. On like, you know, that we were spending all of this money keeping all of this stuff on in this room. And if no one's using it, think of like all of the data that can be pulled. So they can be like, okay, well, if no one's using this room, we can turn all of this technology off most of the time. So there are a lot, like the cost savings go toward like the energy savings as well.
Yeah, I think we kind of see this as a ladder of savings where we see that, for example, we see, you know, energy savings, you know, to be kind of the first step. It's quite concrete and easy to measure. But then we also see the kind of square meter or square footage optimizations based on how we can use the existing square meter more efficiently. Mm-hmm. But where the real big win is to actually optimize the days for people working there. So you don't really need to think about how, you know, is this place booked or not, or where, you know, should I go into to this room where you have bad ventilation, or do I have better options, for example. So I think if we can really let our, you know, knowledge workers that go to office to, you know, not organize with their, you know, meeting spaces or desks or parking and so on, if we can make them more efficient, more productive at work, they can leave on Friday a little bit more satisfied, feeling like, oh, I got a lot of stuff done this week. And that's really our end goal with all of this.
No, absolutely. And you guys are going to be at Infocom. You guys are going to be booth 4981. So if anyone out there wants to come and check all of this out, they can do so. Well, Anders, thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to see all of this in action at Infocom.
Yeah, looking forward to it. See you there.
See you there. And for everyone watching, this has been another episode of Rants and Raves. I'm Steph Beckett, and we will see you next time. Bye. Rave, rave, rave. With Rants and Raves.